The holidays are a season for volunteerism, and for those who are asking, how can I be of service, there are any number of opportunities. One of them that may have special appeal for the elderly or the soon-to-be elderly is Hawaii Meals on Wheels. We spoke with its director, Michelle Cordero Lee, about how the organization operates and how people can help.
First, many of our clients call the City of Honolulu Elderly Affairs Division Senior Helpline, and the city will come out to your home and do an assessment on the senior. And once that's done and it looks like the senior is qualified for meals, then what they'll do is they'll make a referral to our organization, and then we'll go pick it up from there.
Michelle, what are the qualifications for when you say qualify how?
Sure. So the city will make an assessment based on a number of things. They'll look at the physical acclimation of the client, in which whether the client is not mobile, do they have difficulty dressing themselves, whether they are able to catch public transportation, things mm-hmm. like that. Because one of our strong criteria is really that the senior be immobile. Which is the reason why so many of our kupuna our median age is 86 years old. Many of them are not able to dress themselves. They have difficulty using the bathroom on their own. They're probably in the homes using a walker. So those types of criteria really tell the city of Honolulu that this kupuna is really in need of someone coming to their home to deliver a hot meal.
And then once the city of Honolulu has made that determination, they get in touch with you.
Correct. So, yes, once it's demonstrated that a senior qualifies for a hot meal, then they will make the referral to Hawaii Meals on Wheels.
Which get delivered by who?
So majority of our meals, over 75%, get delivered by our wonderful volunteers who've really dedicated themselves to serving the kupuna on the island. Mm-hmm. And it's just really special to be able to see this many volunteers, because we have over about 400 that really enjoy delivering meals in their own neighborhood to the seniors next door to them.
So what does it take to become a deliverer?
Sure. So basically what it takes is you would just call our office, 988-6747, and Brad, our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with you. Though we're really flexible, you know, if you feel like you can only deliver once a month, we're all okay with that. If you feel like you can deliver seasonally or even once a week, that works as well. And because our meals are made by partnering hospitals and nursing homes. So if you live in Aiea, you pick up from Palimomi. If you live in town, you pick up from Straub. If you live on the east side, Hawaii Kai, you pick up from Lunalilo Nursing Home. So we really cater to the tight-knit communities of Oahu. And that's the one thing that our volunteers really enjoy, is they can pick up at a nursing home or hospital right in their area and deliver right to their neighbors.
What if you're in a more of an outlying area?
Right. So some of our West Side clients, our volunteers will pick up from Queens Medical West, and they'll deliver out towards the West Side. So we have some partnering hospitals in that respect in those areas.
Have you got the island pretty well covered, or are there some gap areas?
There are definitely some gap areas that we're still wanting to reach. The real far outlying areas as well, like Waianae. We have reached Waimanalo, so that's a great thing. We have a number of clients on our Waimanalo route, and it is growing. And you pick up either at Castle or at Lunalilo Nursing Home, which helps the volunteers in those areas.
What would it take to expand to some of those outlying areas?
Yeah, that's a really great question. It's always, there's a number of things twofold. I know people are always asking about funding, and yes, of course, we always need funding in that respect. It does take us between $10,000 to $25,000 to create a new route, because we have about 10 to 12 seniors on a route who may receive meals daily. But at the same time, in addition to the funding, it's really important for us to be able to cultivate a community outreach, mm-hmm. To be able to get volunteers to help us out, because the volunteers are basically our assistants and workforce in the community. They deliver, like I had mentioned, about 75% of the meals. So it helps us keep our costs down in terms of labor to be able to have volunteers come and help us out.
It sounds as if you had enough volunteers in an area, you could generate that as a future delivery area, perhaps.
Right, exactly. Well, it definitely is the chicken and the egg question. What do we start first? The funding? Do we start the volunteer? What is it?
Right.
But with the growing needs of the elder population, we're just sort of having to jump 2 feet in and kind of build the plane as we're flying it.
Sure.
Yeah.
For someone who wants to become a volunteer, you need to obviously have wheels, right?
Yes. That is definitely volunteers who do want to deliver. It's important for them to have a vehicle, or perhaps if they want to do it as a team, have a partner who has a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And then one person can sort of be the runner. So that helps out a lot for some of our volunteers who don't have a car. Depending on what, if they're a weekly volunteer and so forth, every week they'll sort of go through a background check for us. We do want to make sure our volunteers are safe as well. But a lot of times we do have some really large group volunteers who do it one time, and they can go through sort of an express process of the volunteer checklist.
So you would then, what would your assignment be as a volunteer on any given day?
Right. So, because we want to make sure that this volunteer activity is really important to them, in a sense that they're giving back to the community and it's not necessarily becoming a task that's being a burden on them, we want to make sure that it's at their flexibility as well. So we do the best we can to put them on a route that's within their neighborhood, fits within their time frame as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they can just sort of take on the route very easily.
You get a map when you
They
when you
do.
Show up?
They do. They get route directions.
Mm-hmm.
Our route directions are very specific. We even count the number of steps they have to walk up. if you've ever seen our route directions, it's like walk up 22 steps,
really?
And then go to the door on your left side. So yeah, we are very keen to making very specific instructions. And that's also because a lot of our volunteers are active aging seniors, which are very inspiring to us.
Sort of feeling that they may someday be a candidate for this themselves. Huh?
Right, and we welcome that.
So what's the process for getting in touch with you? Just going on your website?
Yes, they can go on our website. There's even a volunteer application if they feel like they don't want to fill it out at the moment, but want to just sort of give us a call and sort of get some discussion going with our volunteer coordinator on which routes that are available to them. They can go ahead and give us a call at 988-6747.
And this can be people other than drivers. You said you had positions for other volunteers as well.
Exactly. So the great thing, too, is that we understand that a lot of seniors or a lot of volunteers probably don't necessarily want to deliver meals. We have a lot of students that also want to help out in our program. And there's always in-office work that can be done, in the sense of whether it's putting together goodie bags for our seniors or stuff envelopes and so forth. We always have work that needs to be done.
Michelle Cordero Lee is the Chief Executive Officer of Hawaii Meals on Wheels, and you can find a link to the organization's website on the conversation page at hawaiipublicradio.org.